So this Shakti is an expressive movement of what is already possessed and which is in a state of fullness. Ishvara is fullness, is a master. There is nothing that is lacking in him. Therefore, there is no movement of possessing something from outside. For Ishvara, nothing is outside. Normally, when you do not want to possess anything, you don't act. Therefore, very often people feel that when you are already full, you cease to act. But this is a new possibility, that when you are full, even then activity is possible, not because you want something, but you can express. It's an expressive movement. Not that without expressing you remain incomplete. That also is not the case. But also by expressing you don't become incomplete. This is a new possibility which arises, the possibility of expressing all the qualities of Ishvara. And Ishvara is called Ananta Guna. He has infinite qualities. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas are only three very minor qualities which are in Prakriti. When you take Vishnu Sahasranama, all the Sahasranama, every one of them is a quality. And none of them is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. It is Ananta Guna of Aishwarya, because Ishvara consciousness.
Create or express in abundance.
Yes.
That's called
Ananta
Guna.
No. Ishvara is Ananta Guna. And this Ananta Guna is expressed. Therefore, Shakti also becomes Ananta Guna. So you discover this Shakti moving. You discover that all that you see in the world is of course sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. But you also now begin to perceive something behind it, above it. As if this prakriti was simply a minor movement. And above that movement is a huge power, a great dynamo of activity. Which is everywhere, it is omnipresent. Which can do everything, it is omnipotent. Which knows everything, it is omniscient. So omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient power is this Shakti. You further discover at this point that in the perception of this huge Shakti, egoism is dissolved because there is no standing ground. Ego always feels I am independent and I am doing. When you really perceive that all action is proceeding from there, you are nothing. What are you? Where is your independence? And what is your doership? Nothing. So in the perception of it, the ego is dissolved. But you discover that beyond egoism, you are also a true individual. This is another benefit of this experience. In the experience of Purusha as a witness, or Purusha as Anumanta, or in the experience of Brahman, you don't have the experience of yourself as an individual beyond ego. In these three experiences, you simply find that ego is dissolved and what remains is only Purusha, as a witness or Purusha as Anumanta or self, which is immobile. But in this experience of Ishvara and the movement of Shakti, you find that there is something like you, your own individuality, not egoistic. And yet it is individual. This individual is what has been called Jivatman. Not Atman, but Jivatman. Atman is the immobile Brahman. But this Jivatman is the individual centration. This centration has two aspects. Aspect of being and aspect of movement within itself. In the case of Purusha consciousness, Prakriti was outside, movement was outside. Purusha was only a witness. But in this Jivatman, both being and movement are in the same consciousness. And you find that the being is a centration of Ishvara, and the nature is constituted by Shakti. Both of them together in the individual. So you might say the individual is a child of Shiva Shakti. Shiva concentrates and gives the being to the individual. Prakriti gives the nature to it, but that nature is not sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. It consists of the Ananta Guna. That nature which individual now comes to possess, comes to feel, is constituted by Shakti. That is why this true individual is called the child of the Lord and the Divine Mother. So every one of us basically is a child of that. All our sense of oneself, which till now was only thought to be an ego, which now is dissolved, is now recovered as a real individual, but unegoistic. It does not have that false notion that it exists independently. It does not experience that it is a doer of things. It recognizes itself as a sensation of the Supreme, who is found to be a vehicle of the Supreme Lord and the Divine Mother. It's only a vehicle. It's a special kind of a centration. Its speciality is only this, that it has a specific swabhava, it has a specific function in the totality. Very often we ask the question, what is my specific work in the world? In fact, every individual has this basic question. What is my specific work in the world? This question is answered at this point. If you don't have this experience, you cannot answer this question. Because it is only here, by knowing the movement, the specificity of that movement. The movement is Ananta, the infinite ocean. But in that infinite ocean, there is a special kind of color which belongs to you, which makes you what you are. You are not separated from the others. Just as the seven colors of rainbow are not separated from each other. It's basically one. And yet each strap is distinguished from the others. So each one of us is distinguishable from others, but not divided from the others. And although distinguishable from others, it is indivisibly one with all others. It has also a possibility of experiencing any individuality other than his own. In the egoistic consciousness, the divisibility is so great that to identify yourself with others becomes extremely difficult. Division is the most important element in the egoistic consciousness. But here, all doors are open. You can experience any individual's experience as his own experience. The universality, sympathy, interpenetration of one in the other in one, these experiences of the true individual, the true individual as a child of the Supreme Lord and the Divine Mother, individual experiencing itself as a vehicle of the movement of Supreme Lord and the Divine Mother, the individual experiencing his own specificity, distinguishable from others but not divided from the others, and the experience of the individual who can interchange with all others freely, these are the experiences of the Jivatman. And all these experiences are possible